Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So why did Drew Holiday's name come up? Zach Lowe on The Low Post, which is the name of his podcast. Listen to this about the Warriors and Klay Thompson both taking note of Drew Holiday's extension.
I think different people in that organization, just as would be the case with any organization, any big organization, there's a lot of thinkers there, have different levels of sentimental attachment to Klay, who's a free agent, and Draymond, who has had a volatile last 24 months. Klay's going to draw interest around the league. He's going to want a fair salary. I can tell you for sure both sides took note of that Drew Holiday extension with the Celtics, 4 years, $135 million.
Okay, 4 years and $135 million. What's the math?
That would be 33, 34.
That's right, 33.75.
Yeah.
Okay, 33.75.
Ho, baby.
They took note of that extension, meaning Klay took note and went, uh-huh, and the Warriors took note and went, uh-uh. So how does that translate to the situation the Warriors are facing? With each passing day right now, and this is not sourced at all, this is not from a conversation, okay? This is from listening to everybody for the last 48 hours, understanding the situation financially a little bit better. Bobby Marks on our show yesterday was really helpful. Understanding everything where it sits. And then also reading these tea leaves that everyone I listen to seems to think that Klay Thompson is not incentivized to just be a Warrior. I just want to be a Warrior. That's not apparently where his head is. And I think when you combine his dad and himself, his dad on this show and Klay at the podium at Chase Center, both saying within the last 2 weeks, we haven't even thought about free agency. Hadn't even crossed our mind. And if it had, we wouldn't talk to each other about it. I barely even know that man. Who is that man using my last name? Get rid of him. All of that, to me, speaks to the same thing, which is, as Zach Lowe just said, Klay is going to demand a fair salary. And if he thinks that he is just Drew Holiday light, and Bobby Marks said this is still very much a $25 to $30 million a year player, and there will be offers around the league, the more I hear, I feel like right now every day, in my brain, the likelihood of Klay not being a Warrior goes up.
Right, because if the market is like that for Drew Holiday, which Klay is not Drew Holiday anymore. He used to be Drew Holiday before Drew was Drew, and Klay is maybe, I don't know, 20% lower on the valuation as Drew Holiday. Well, you take off $7 million from what Drew's getting, which is almost 34, and that puts Klay at 27, which is right about where Bobby Marks was saying that Klay would be 25 to 30, and I don't think that the Warriors want to pay him between 25 and 30 a year to come back and be, you know, like you were saying, you need Klay to be your fifth best player. Maybe he's your sixth man. Maybe he's your seventh man. If he's your starting two again, you're probably the same kind of team you were this year.
Remember the call yesterday that was like, why doesn't Steph Curry just take half his salary?
Right.
Which, of course, he can't do for the next 2 years because he's already under contract. But I do think in the end, like, the rub right now for the big three and for the future of the Warriors organization in the near term is this. And it's that you're looking at these guys, quite frankly, all three of them, but two of them are already signed. You're looking at these three guys, all three of them are saying the same thing. We badly want to win, and we think we still can. Okay, so there's your premise. You want to win, and you think you still can. The Warriors are going to come back and say, there's literally no way for us to win if we just pay you what you want to be paid. We can't be good. So we'll pay you. It's almost like, dude, you pick.
Yeah.
You pick your answer. You can take the money or you can allow us to try to be good. The problem is the player will rightfully look right back at ownership and say, yes, you can pay me what I want.
Right.
And be good. It's just a matter of who's going to take the haircut, me or you. And the employee is going to sit there and go, why should I take the haircut? I'm one man, one man.
Right, right.
And you're a multi-billion dollar organization.
The organization that paid you $68 million when you were in a hospital.
All true, but you heard what he said the other day. He is not as whimsical about that as we thought he was.
Yeah.
He was not as thankful about that as we thought he was. The whole idea of, wow, the Warriors paid me when I was in the hospital, that's amazing. Well, 2 days ago, he changed that and went, can you imagine them not paying me?
Exactly.
We had just gone to the finals 5 straight years. Of course they paid me.
Right.
That's very different.
You got the max. You tore your ACL, you got the max, and then you blew out your Achilles underneath the max. And the team never said a word about it. They paid you $68 million because they had to. You were under contract, and that's the way that went. And if I'm the team, and I'm looking at the history of this player and this contract and where he is now, I'm thinking, all right, it might be time for you to make good. Not that he owes them. He doesn't owe them a thing. But if I'm Joe Lacob and I'm thinking about bringing him back or not bringing him back, I'm not going to say, oh, you know what, Clay, we're going to give you $30 million a year because, darn it, you've been great and we need you. And I'm going to go back in the luxury tax because I want to make sure that you're still here. I don't think that they're going to do that. I don't see that.
Yeah. I mean, the number I hear fans throw around a lot is 20. I'd pay Clay 20. You're not going to get Clay for 20.
No. No.
Like, that is one decision. Not, I shouldn't call it a decision. That is one opinion at which I have arrived. That is not going to get it done. And I mean that for two reasons. A, I think there will be offers at least 25. And B, if that is the final analysis, offers between 25 to 30 elsewhere and 20 from the Warriors, yes, I believe he'll leave.
Yeah, I mean, 25 to 20 is a big deal. And I wonder if years isn't more of the factor. Because the Warriors might offer 25 for 2 years. And another team might offer 25 for 3 years. And at that point, if you're Clay, you'll probably take 3 and 75 elsewhere as opposed to 2 and 50 here.
I don't know about that. You know what I mean? And I know that he will, and this is not fair, but he will take criticism. Even when you said 20 to 25 is a lot, well, you're not wrong. That's 25% more. That's a lot of money, especially if it's over 2 to 3 years.
Right.
You're talking about, you know, fans will sit here and be like, wow, it's only $15 million. You've made $250 million in your career.
Right.
And I know that rich people don't look at it that way. They're like, yeah, that's $15 million. And maybe more importantly, it is a respect thing that we know Clay is.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this the right word? Struggles with? It matters to him.
Right.
So I don't want to call it a weakness. That matters to him, and that's fair. Like, you get to decide what your value is and what you want to demand. But he will take criticism. Because people will look at this and go, come on, man, $200-some-odd million in your career, what's a few million bucks to stay part of the big three? And I just am starting to get the sense that that carries some weight, but not the weight that we think it should or could.
Yeah, it shouldn't carry any weight for any player. You ultimately have to make your own decision based on what you think's important. And if it comes down to respect, and if the Warriors offer him 20 and, you know, Wiggins is making more and Draymond's making more, we know Steph is making more, and Klay's thinking, I don't want to be the fourth highest paid player. I don't want to make less than Andrew Wiggins. I mean, do you really fault him for that from an ego standpoint? I don't.
I don't fault him for anything.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't take any criticism from me.
Yeah.
Like you have to. He has said this now twice just in the last week. I want to spend time figuring out what I prioritize.
The mentals, yeah.
Right. So what is going to make me feel good? And there's essentially two things. What's going to make you feel good? Staying with Steph or making the most money? I fault you for neither. You get to come to that decision. It just feels to me like if you would ask anybody that at any other point in his career, most people would have been like, now stay with Steph. They're good. There is even financial value in wearing the same jersey for your entire career, right? You obviously love the water and the here and all that. So there's all that other stuff. It just feels like there are some things that have happened this year that have set the table for Klay Thompson to prioritize the money and the respect, if you will,
right,
rather than the branding and the big three of
and,
it all.
Yeah, one of those things is the reported offer of 2 years and $48 million that he turned down. So if that is the baseline of his rejection, 2 years and $48 million, and it's a sourced report, we don't know if it's completely factual, but it seems like it is something that happened, and that was reported to have happened back in November or December. And so he says no to that, and the team's going to come back now with more than that? Considering their
wouldn't think.
Right. So do they come back with that same offer? If they come back with an offer that is less than what was reported, well, that's a big middle finger to Klay Thompson. Well, I would take that
not necessarily,
as disrespectful.
Not necessarily, because what if that's all the market will bear as well? I like
right, but we think that the market will bear more than that.
Maybe,
Bobby Marks, the expert from ESPN who joined us yesterday, seemed to indicate that the market will be more between 25 and 30 per.
Right, which 24 is obviously not that far off from that. So,
right,
like, it
right.
would not be crazy, even for Bobby Marks' prediction, if nobody goes over 24. That's possible. That's plausible.
If he signs elsewhere for 2 years and $48 million, then that would be a very telling development.
That would be interesting.
If he took less than $25 million a year to go elsewhere,
well,
that to me would be...
What if the Warriors aren't even offering that anymore?
Right.
Like,
well, and based on where they are with the second apron and all the rest of it, the luxury tax.
They knew that at the beginning of the year. What they didn't know is how the season played out.
Right.
And I do think there is a healthy chance, and even though the Warriors have been very clear, they all said, we want Klay back. Like, that was practiced, clearly. Mike Dunleavy, Steve Kerr, Joe Lacob, everybody,
Steph Curry,
Raymond Ritter, yeah. They all sat down. Okay, we're going to handle the press tomorrow. What are we saying about Klay? Yeah, we're comfortable. We want Klay back. We've told him that. All right, that's fine. One thing in Clay's press conference that stood out to me was his consistent reminder to the press that he played 77 games. Didn't necessarily matter to Clay, or it wasn't the highlight of how he played. It was just that he played. That was value to him. After what I've been through, I played 77 games. So he's sitting there going, you offered me 2 and 48 at the beginning of the year, and then I went and did the darn thing. I played in almost all the games. And the Warriors might be sitting here going, right. And not all of them were up to snuff, particularly the last one.
Wow.
Slash most important one. Now, Mike Dunleavy said that doesn't factor into any of this.
Yeah.
And I largely believe him. But that, to me, does set a table for some strife in negotiations, which Clay seems prouder of his season than maybe the external eyes do.
Yeah, and I could see why he would be prouder of that. He was 54th in the association in games played. Only 53 guys played more games than he did, and he played more games than any other player on the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson was fourth in the league in three-pointers made and fourth in the league in three-pointers attempted. But he made the fourth most three. So you're talking about a guy who, even though 0 for 10 in the last game is on everyone's mind, he shot the ball fairly well.
That's why I still think he fits. Steve Kerr is out here going, we need more shooting.
They need more shooting.
And we need Clay. And I'm like, yeah. There's no way around that he is your second-best shooter. He's your second best shooter.
He's your only other shooter. You only had two shooters.
Right.
You had Steph, you had Clay, and end of list.
I think that's a very important point for the Warriors this season. People look at them, and they have plenty of people who can shoot, but they don't have a lot of shooters. Those are different things in basketball. They got people who can knock down a three. They need three-point shooters.
Right.
And Clay is clearly one of, you're right, Probably two on the roster who you're like, that's a pure three-point shooter. And so to move off of him would be, I think, counterproductive. The problem is yes, there's the money side of it, and that has to fit. I don't care what they pay him, but they do, and he does.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.